to the little town of Nazareth, population of a few hundred people, about that of a medium-sized congregation, to the place where he was raised up and where his listeners knew him intimately. It's a local Jewish congregation, which is not necessarily a building, more perhaps a group gathered for prayer and worship. They have seen him grow up, fall and skin his knees, work at the side of his father, learning the art of carpentry. This was his community of faith, where he worshiped and prayed regularly as a Jew. And what he said that day was very important to his listeners, and down through the ages of ages, equally as important to us here today. Now, you've heard me speak many times of these modern-day spiritual connections with the ancient messages of Scripture that happen here at St. Michael's, a connection that seems to happen regardless of space or time and across the ages of ages. Jesus' words that long ago day laid out the future goals of his ministry, and they connect with us today. Because today, here in our local congregation, is annual meeting Sunday. When we talk about the year past and the year to come, when we speak of the circle of life in our own congregation. But there are other connections with this reading for us today. Seeming synchronicities, or what some might call coincidences, which I don't believe when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, between our congregation and that of Jesus' congregation that long ago day. So how did you like that melody of the hymn we sang before the gospel reading today? That melody that was kind of ringing through the church, what we in the Christian church call our sequence hymn or our gradual hymn, did that melody sound familiar to you at all? It did. It should have, because it is from a Jewish folk tune. So I'd like you to grab your hymnals, and I want to show you a little bit of the learning that's possible for us in our prayer book and our hymnal, as I like to do. Turn to page 536, which is the hymn in the back. Hymn 536, that's what we sang as our gradual or our sequence hymn, which we always sing just before we do the gospel reading. And you will note that when we pick music for this gradual or this sequence hymn, it always leads us into the Word of God. There's always a reference made to opening our ears to hear God's Word. Take a look at the bottom of that page in the small italic writing at the bottom. Torah Ora is Hebrew for the law is our light. You see the words written by Willard Jabush, but then take a look where the music comes from. It's the Torah song, Yisrael Vareita, Hasidic melody, but it's arranged by Pruel. This music was sung and familiar to the Jews in Jesus' day. This music ties us back through the ages of ages from the Christian church to the Jewish. And always on the bottom of our pages of our hymns, you will note that there are always the attributes, either the composer or the author of the music or the words. Now this Yisrael Rota, this is a Torah Ora. It's a traditional Jewish folk tune. And let me give you a sense of where it was in place and time for the Jews. For the Jews, Simchat Torah comes at the end of Sukkot, and it marks the end of their annual cycle of reading from the Torah, like we do our lectionary every year, like we go through that lectionary. Each week for the Jews, and this includes Jesus in that long ago moment, a few chapters are read from the Torah in the synagogue. They start at the beginning, and they end with Deuteronomy 34. On Simchat Torah, the last Torah portion is read, Deuteronomy 34, then the beginning is immediately read again, reminding the Jews that the Torah is a circle, that the circle of life through Scripture begins and ends immediately. There is no time without Torah. Torah walks with them throughout their year. It was a time for happy singing and dancing in the synagogue. a time of good news. That's one connection. How about another connection? Did you notice the good news of the reading from Isaiah that Jesus clarifies for his listeners? The little two paragraphs that are indented in our bulletin reading this morning, those are from the prophet Isaiah. That is from the old, what we call the Old Testament. That's from the Torah. Now, the people of Nazareth likely spoke Aramaic, and we've heard George Greer speak Aramaic and teach us how to do the Lord's Prayer. So we have heard that with our own ears here at St. Michael's. I'd love to have him come back and do that again. That was really wonderful. So the people of Nazareth spoke Aramaic just like Jesus did. And when they would hear a reading from the Hebrew scriptures in Hebrew, like Isaiah, encapsulated in today's reading, there would follow a short explanation of the passage, similar to what preachers do when we preach. Because the reading in their hearing was in Hebrew, and they spoke Aramaic, they didn't understand, so they had to have a sermon or an explanation to understand the passage that they had heard, similar to what we do as preachers. In this very short sermon that we have today that Jesus spoke to his congregation, Jesus tells his listeners and us today that the Lord's Spirit has come upon Jesus to spread good news to the poor, to prisoners, to the blind, to the suffering, that the day of their release had come upon them. The good news of food for the hungry, shelter for the homeless, and clothing for the poor. The good news of freedom for those trapped in behaviors that robbed them of life, trapped in sins that keep them weighed down just with the burden of it. The good news of sight for the very real blind and the spiritually blind, who cannot see the sacredness of all God's creation around them. The good news that the suffering are not alone, that God is with them, made real standing in the congregation right before their very eyes that day, whose suffering will make all too real God's presence on the cross. Jesus said, "What you have just heard me read has come true today." Jesus said, "I am the good news of God right here with you." Do you see the very real connections that we do with your help here in this place? Do you see Jesus? I do. Do you see the hungry fed by your support whenever we support the work of food pantries and soup kitchens? The many you feed when Keith or Sean or I pass out cards for food or diapers to those who come in from the cold, the marginalized and the outcast. These people come in to see me every week, and through your generosity and the support that you offer, I am able to give them support of food or clothing or diapers or formula. Do you see the work that we do? Jesus does. Do you see the sacred work of your hands when you build homes through Habitat for Humanity in Detroit? Do you see the clothing you donate for those who so desperately need it? Do you see what happens to St. Michael's when we openly embrace and welcome and empower the rejected ones? Do you see the abundant gifts and grateful hearts they bring to the work we then do together? Jesus does. Do you see the many ways to learn and model how to live into healthier relationships that are offered here at St. Michael's to further God's holy love working within each of us? When we welcome the stranger, the angel unawares, as I like to think, when we offer classes or workshops or book groups on living a life of faith and wholeness through prayer and community, Jesus sees your labor of love. Do you see the countless moments we spend in prayer, in worship, in song, created and always blessed by God's hand, that we here might give sight to the blind and to bring a holy hope to those blinded by doubt, to open our eyes to the truth of the gospel. Jesus sees. The good news in the congregation here today is that Jesus is still with us in all times, in the happy and in the joyful, in the confusing and the challenging, in our suffering and our sorrows. Jesus is with us in the circle we call life, from the beginning to the end. He is our Alpha and our Omega. Jesus is here with us. Jesus' words that long ago day moved the hearts and reignited the ancient hope of his people. Jesus was the one people were waiting for, the one who would bring God's healing or salvation at last. God has given us this day to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, sight to the blind, freedom to the oppressed, and new beginnings to all those who so desperately need it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us too. For we have been anointed by God to bring good news to the world that God loves so very much. The Holy Spirit comes down when we have a job to do and a time to do it. On this, our annual meeting Sunday, may we sense the anointing to do God's will that falls upon us. And may we be given the grace to do it well. And may all God's people say,
Amen.